This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. The state's case against Sean Combs is drawing to a close. More than 30 people testify against the music mogul in his ongoing sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Our Sydney Sumner joining us with the latest.
Diddy trial court resumes today with one of the government's final witnesses. Court was canceled Wednesday when a juror called out sick with vertigo and was not in session Thursday to mark the Juneteenth holiday. While prosecutors initially thought they would have their case wrapped by now, it may spill all the way through Monday, with the judge agreeing to take the afternoon off so a juror could attend their daughter's graduation. HSI Special Agent Deliasa Penland finished up her summary testimony Wednesday afternoon after reviewing the flurry of calls and texts between Sean Combs, Cassie Ventura, Christina Corum, Combs security guard D-Rock, and hotel security guard Eddie Garcia in the aftermath of the incident at the Intercontinental in Los Angeles. Combs called Ventura at least 50 times in addition to dozens of texts in the 12 hours after Ventura left the Intercontinental, documenting a fat lip and bruised eye in the back seat of the car on the way to her apartment. Most of the calls went unanswered, but Cassie sent a few scathing texts about the incident and warned Combs' staff to get him to calm down or face legal action. About an hour after the attack, Cassie wrote, "I have a premiere Monday for the biggest thing I've ever done in my life. I have a black eye and a fat lip. It was time for me to go. You are so sick for thinking it's okay to do what you've done. Please stay far away from me." The next day, Cassie texted, "I still have crazy bruising from Friday. I would be a dummy to subject myself to that possibly happening again. When you get f***ed up the wrong way, you always want to show me that you have the power and you knock me around. I'm not a ragdoll. I'm someone's child." Defense attorney Tenney Garagos used Penland's cross-exam to point out holes in the government's charts, organizing the evidence like texts, calls, and bank records that corroborate Cassie's testimony. There was at least one meeting, or freak-off, that Cassie Ventura organized that prosecutors could not prove Combs actually attended, and there was no record of a meeting in Las Vegas for New Year's 2017, as Ventura's friend and stylist, Deontay Nash, previously testified to. Many expected Penland to go over similar charts regarding Jane and Combs' meetings, but prosecutors only seemed concerned with refreshing the jury's memory about Cassie's testimony. The last witness to take the stand for the government is Sean Combs' former assistant, Brendan Paul, who was arrested at Miami's Opa-locka Airport last year when federal agents stopped Combs and his entourage to seize their electronics. Paul was found carrying cocaine and marijuana candy on his person, corroborating recent claims in a lawsuit that Paul was Diddy's drug mule. The defense has indicated their case will only last 2 to 5 days, showing their confidence that prosecutors have not proved their case. Jurors could begin deliberating as early as next week.
Thanks, Sydney. More crime and justice news after this.
Police in Kentucky arrested 3 people after finding 3 children and a disabled adult living in what one officer said were the worst living conditions they'd ever seen. Police executed a search warrant at the Harrodsburg home at about 11:30 p.m. last week while conducting a child neglect investigation. They found 3 children under the age of 12 and an adult with the mental capacity of a 6th grader. When they entered the home, they were met with a strong smell of feces and ammonia. The floor was covered in feces and all surfaces were covered in garbage, such as rotten food, an arrest citation reads. The refrigerator had a lock hanging from it and contained rotten food and cockroaches. None of the food I observed in the house was safe to eat. One of the children told officers they had only had cereal to eat all day. The police report said 3 dogs and 5 cats also lived in the home, and the feces they found was a mix of human and animal. One occupant said the children were often sick, likely because of the condition of the home. The home was declared unfit for human habitation. Police arrested Amy Nichols, 30, charging her with criminal abuse of a child, abuse of an adult, and cruelty to animals. Robert Ranzel, 38, and Matthew Harden, 26, were each charged with complicity to Nichols' crimes. It's unclear how exactly the 3 arrested were connected with each other or any of the victims, who are now in protective custody. Amherst police in New York are asking the public to be on the lookout for a missing 38-year-old woman. Family members said they last saw Kamalpreet Kaur at around noon Monday near Maple Road and North Forest Road in Amherst. She was traveling with two young children intending to go to Canada, but police said she never crossed the border. Kaur is described as being of Indian descent, standing 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighing 145 pounds. She has brown hair and eyes and an infinity sign tattooed on her left forearm. She was last seen wearing black pants and a beige t-shirt and driving a black 2022 Nissan Murano SUV with a white Excelsior New York plate, JAT8162. Details regarding the children's descriptions have not yet been released. Anyone with information is urged to call the Amherst Police Department at 716-689-1311.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.